Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
It's 4 o'clock in Los Angeles, it's 6 o'clock in Chicago, and 7 p.m. in New York City. Hello, everybody. It's Monday, April 8th. Today is Armageddon Day. Are we still here? Yes, we are. Yeah. But let's hand it all to the conspiracy theorist, our own conspiracy theorist at large, Tom Masterfon. He is Captain Conspiracy joining us tonight. But before I get to Tom, let me welcome back once again. She had the balls to show up. Amelia, the Pitbull Chapman. Hey, Amelia.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing, kid?
Doing good. It was a weird day, but okay.
What kind of day do you have? You Amelia works for a doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
So her stories are always like colorful and interesting. What happened today?
Well, our machine went down, so we couldn't take any payment for one. And then the computers went down, so it took us about 2 hours to check in patients. And then, of course, we do chemo, so it's a cancer place that I work for. So that was interesting. So,
well, let me ask you a question. How many conspiracy theorists blamed it on the eclipse?
Pretty much every single patient.
Besides Tom.
Pretty much everyone.
Well, let me bring everybody up to speed here. I am the Mad Dog. She is the Pitbull, and this is Captain Conspiracy, Tom Masterfon. How are you, Thomas? You've been here before, but it's been a while since you were here. What have you been up to, Kit?
Oh, you know, I took a Bitcoin mining. I know you'd love that.
How do you mine something that doesn't exist? Scam. That's a scam, brother.
I just made $23 this week. Are you kidding?
23?
Yeah.
I shit more money than that this week. $23.
But I invented $23 out of nothing. Can you?
Yes, I can. I'll take you to Atlantic City and show you how it's. Absolutely, I can. So, we are in an interesting time in our history. We had one of literally hundreds of thousands of solar eclipses happen today. They happen every 30, 40 years, sometimes every 8 or 12 years. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't happen for 100 years or longer, but they happen all the time. Literally since the beginning of time, and time has no beginning, and it has no end. But you can't tell a conspiracy theorist that because they thought today was Armageddon.
Right.
They were, including this yin yang, had everything. He had his protein bars stopped.
Mm-hmm.
He had water. Enough water to fill Hoover Dam.
You know? Gas in your car, they said.
Yes, yes,
yes. Yes. She gets it. She gets it.
Well, I heard that's what you had to do. We're like, why? But okay.
Amelia, look at me. Don't do not encourage him.
No, we didn't do any of those things. Trust me. We just bought look day to me. Day.
Encourage him. Oh, good woman. Oh, Jesus. What a woman. But it's been a strange day anyway.
It has been, really.
Tonight, we are going to go into depth down the conspiracy rabbit hole.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the eclipse because we got to have some fun tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about a rather serious subject that's gaining, to say a lot of traction would be an understatement. This is taking on wheels of its own.
Yes.
The Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. Just when the NTSB thought they had everything, you know, kind of packaged up nice, guess what happened? A conspiracy theorist who happened to be a boat captain came forward. Mm-hmm. And not just one, by the way, a couple of them. You're going to see a couple of them tonight. Mm-hmm. And shed brand new light on how these cargo ships really work. And so you're going to see and hear from boat captains themselves that what they're being handed and the general masses is being handed a line of shit and expect it to swallow it. You're going to hear the truth tonight. And we always, somebody's in our chat room. Hey, Leon's here.
Hey, Leon.
The 50th anniversary of Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's record. Nobody really cares, Leon. We don't really give a shit. I'll be honest with you. I could give two shits. Babe Ruth will still be the king of twat, as far as I'm concerned. Hank Aaron is just a footnote. But we're going to talk tonight about, and that's how I feel, but we're going to talk tonight about the Francis Scott Key Baltimore Bridge collapse. So let me start with Melia, because you and I talked about this previously. I want to start with you first, because I know once I get started with Captain Conspiracy here, it's going to be a whole. This conversation is going to take on a life of its own. I know that. I'm waiting for it. I got my decaf coffee ready, and I got a.
You ready? Uh-oh, he's ready with that big cup.
Actions over here. I'm ready.
Okay. I'm surprised he didn't get the big cup.
I almost pulled it out. I swear, I almost pulled it out. I got my Biden Fetterman. You know, 2024. It's a no-brainer. You know who John Fetterman is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's brain dead. Him and Joe Biden. Kindred spirits, brother. I put a Biden Fetterman ticket, 2024. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Year 2024.
As that little boy said, I don't think that man got no schooling.
Somebody from church brought this for me. Tom and I go to the same church, by the way, which is a scary fucking thought. We go to the same church. We love Pastor Steve because he's a conspiracy nut, mm-hmm. just like we are. I love a pastor that ain't afraid to be a conspiracy goof. So I'm sorry, Amelia. Let me bring you up on the big camera here. It's been a while since I brought you up on the big camera. Tell everybody your thoughts on this bridge collapse. When did you first hear about it?
Well, I think it was late at night because, as you know, I come home late. Well, at certain hours I work and everything like that. And I was like, oh my God, what happened to this bridge? I can't believe it the way it happened. And the way I saw the angle of it, I saw it steer right into it. And I saw some explosives and stuff like that. But to me, I feel like it was a conspiracy theory for one, because I'm a conspiracy theorist. I think there was some stuff on the boat that people did not want to go into harbor.
Thank you.
Like, that's what I feel. And I think not... they were carrying. I don't think that's what they were actually carrying.
We have been given information on this show, and I was trying to save it for the brunt of the conversation, but that's exactly where I'm going to go. There was a manifest on that ship that shouldn't been there.
Right.
Okay. They thought they were going to get that ship in the harbor into... Pardon the expression here, safe harbor.
Right.
Okay. Literally safe harbor. When they found out that the U.S. Coast Guard was awaiting them, well, they had to do something to divert attention.
Exactly.
That's one theory. But that doesn't explain the depth charges on the bridge itself. If you don't know what I'm talking about, folks, you're going to see it for yourself tonight. If you guys don't know what a squib charge is used to bring down buildings like the World Trade Center, which was a controlled demolition, okay?
Exactly.
It's about the size. It kind of looks like this. It's about as big as this. Okay. They're round. They're balls. And they're placed into pre-drilled holes.
Right.
In buildings. Okay. And they're all wired together with a thin piece of wire. And for, you know, throughout buildings. To, and they go boom, boom, boom. And they hit strategic points. Well, you're going to see a bridge go boom, boom, boom in front of you, live and in living color. Then we're going to talk about that when it happens. So that's one theory, Amelia.
Right.
Tom, you saw some of the film. Your thoughts on the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. And I'll bring you up on a big camera here.
I don't know any. I don't know what I think about the idea of that detonation. I it seems like there's possibility of it being sabotage. It would require the federal government to be involved.
We never said they weren't.
Yeah, I
never said they weren't. Don't forget, the Francis Scott Key Bridge is in Baltimore, Maryland. Why is that important? Because it's a stone throw from Washington, D.C. And by the way, that's federally protected.
Yes.
Okay. That's something you need to know. The other thing, and I'm glad you brought it up, the federal government is absolutely involved in every, literally, every single waterway in America, from the coast to the inland. And they're involved in, they have their hands in everything. Anything that any body of water that you can put a ship on, the federal government's there. So you have a question.
Yeah, because, all right, so the pilot who is supposed to be helping guide this vessel leaves about 3 minutes before the ship's fully out of range.
Yeah.
Is this normal operation?
No, absolutely not. This is get out of Dodge. This is make your way out of Dodge quick as possible and leaving as little to no traces as if you can, if you can get away with it.
So then why isn't the yardmaster being investigated?
Well, that's a question that's come up that nobody seems to know the answer to. And I'm not making excuses. They literally don't know why that's the case. This guy, the yardmaster of the marine terminal there, this poor bastard was doing his job. He was doing his job on a balmy night in Baltimore, like he had, you know, hundreds of nights before that. Tonight, what happened tonight? Well, the bridge came down. On his watch, the bridge came down. Why is that important? Well, it's important for the obvious reasons. It's a fucking bridge, okay? But secondly, it's important because he can't be everywhere at one time. And from his vantage point, it didn't look like anything out of the normal. Only on the external cameras facing the bridge do you really see the full scope of what's happening? Because then the bridge, it's panoramic. You're seeing both sides of the bridge, both sides of the river, and you're seeing the cargo ship come veering right for that particular pylon. Why? I'm going to show you why. I'm not even going to tell you. I'm going to show you why, but not just yet.
And also, too, what I heard is the federal and state investigators right away quickly said that this seemed to be an accident, not terrorism. That was the first thing out of their mouth.
Well, and you know what? They didn't lie.
No. They also said it's not a cyber attack. That was the second thing they said.
Yeah, but they didn't lie. It wasn't terrorism. They didn't lie.
Yeah.
They just didn't tell the whole truth.
Exactly.
Okay. It's like Tom and I talked about the word fact today. A fact doesn't mean that this is the way things are. A fact just means something that's not false. That's all it means.
Right.
A fact is something that's not false, but it doesn't mean it's true. Okay?
That's hard to wrap my head around.
But a terrorism attack and a cyber attack cannot be equated as the same thing because they're not. Okay? Also, neither one of those things happened in the Baltimore bridge collapse case.
Mm-hmm.
But something did happen that we have to talk about. What happened? People watching this need to understand that this is a very popular spot for kids to go
yes.
and get high, for young teenagers to go and make out in their car. It's a great place for people, you know, who are looking for, you know, prostitutes. It's a busy area that happens yeah. to be at the river's edge of this bridge. I'm going to show you a clip tonight where a bunch of teenagers are literally saying, holy fuck, holy fuck. You're going to see that clip tonight. Because it was completely and utterly unexpected, except to the people who were in charge of bringing this bridge down. Because what you're going to see that no one saw on the news because of how they edit stuff, okay? You're going to see squib charges on this bridge. You're going to see five of them. Not one, not two or three. You're going to see five squib charges. But guess where they're coming from, Amelia? And Tom, where are they coming from?
The bridge itself.
Yeah, they're not coming from the cargo ship. Mm-mm. And they're not coming from the area that got hit.
No.
They're coming from the area.
The opposite side.
We're working.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because nobody got hurt. Isn't that something?
Well.
Isn't there somebody missing?
There's one person that went missing. But the other guys were, they said were okay. Whatever okay.
I was also told that none of them are American.
No, they were all foreigners.
And the captain of the ship was Ukrainian.
Ukrainian, yes. That's absolutely correct. That's factual. That is factual. The captain of the ship was a Ukrainian guy. Assume from that what you will. I'm not going to tell you what to assume or what to believe, but it's food for thought.
Isn't it?
Why don't we do this? Let's take a short commercial spot for Manscaped, and then we will come back and we will get into this. And it is a controversial subject. We have issued a disclaimer. You can agree or disagree with us, but we're going to put forward our theories. Like it, we don't care. Don't like it, we don't care. We're going to put it out there. Why? Because we don't care. Right after this.
Do you have sweaty balls? Or volleyball netty balls? It's time to make them ready balls. The Manscaped.com Lawnmower 3.0 will do the job and clean your knob with its patented no-nick head so your head will function as desired. Enter promo code WrestlingFuture for a generous 20% discount. That's enter Wrestling Future for a 20% discount. Manscaped.com and Wrestling with the Future, going balls to the walls with Manscaped.com and the Lawnmower 3.0, your balls will thank you. And so will we.
And we are back with the Francis Scott, Amelia, that every time I play that commercial, you get that like salivating look on your face, like you want to die.
The skinny, sexy one? Yeah, sure, why not?
I got a sexy fat guy right here for you, look.
No, the sexy skinny guy? Sure, why not?
Oh, all right. Put a little meat on their bones. We are we're going to see tonight. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, this is What's the Buzz, America's Best Podcast. I am the Mad Dog, Angelo Mad Dog DeCipio, joined as I am each and every week by Amelia the Pitbull Chapman, and tonight making a rare television appearance, Captain Conspiracy Tom the Master Fawn. And we are going to get into a serious deep rabbit hole discussion on the collapse of the tragic collapse of an old landmark in Baltimore, the Francis Scott Key bridge collapse. By the way, Francis Scott Key, if you don't know, wrote the Star Spangled Banner. That's the guy the bridge was named after, Francis Scott Key. He wrote our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. For those of you that are young and don't know that, like Tom, because he's like, really?
He's looking at you like, what?
That just fired another thought in my head.
Well, you could fire away in a minute. Let's take a look at this, folks. We're going to take a, and this is about 6 minutes long. I'm going to let the entire clip play. It's about a 6.5 minute clip. Watch.
I'm standing in front of the helm here, which is where we steer the ship. There are two steering gears. We have number one steering gear and number two steering gear. These will alternate every day. Even days we try to run the number two pump, and odd days we run the number one pump. So you can see today's the 16th. That's an even day. So we have the number two pump running. Whenever we're coming in and out of port, we always have the number one pump on, though, because that's attached to the emergency bus. So if we lost power, the emergency diesel generator would turn on and it would still give us power to our steering. Coming in and out of port, we always have the number one pump on, though, because that's attached to the emergency bus. So if we lost power, the emergency diesel generator would turn on and it would still give us power to our steering.
This area here, yeah? Watch the fire and the molten metal spewing off as the bridge collapses. Watch. Goes along. Watch. See that? Look! Little explosions! Okay? Why is a bridge that's been hit by a ship over there having explosions over here? Keep watching. Let's keep watching it. Look. Bang. Explosion, explosion. Both at the top and the bottom. Explosion, explosion again. More. Smoke coming out of it. Look. On fire as it's going down. There we go. Right there on fire. Ready? Look. Here's the smoke in the air here. Keep watching. Look. Watch it again. Watch. Watch here. Look, fire, 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 fire. See? Steam as it hits the water. Funny, look, more fire, loads of fire. They demolished the bridge, people. Wake the fuck up. Distraction story again.
box from the ship that hit that bridge is missing 2 minutes of sensor data and steering inputs. Why wouldn't it? And of course the ship managed to somehow defy the laws of physics. If you're unaware of what I'm talking about, go ahead and put your tinfoil hat on and follow me. But we have two new revelations about that ship hitting the bridge. The first is what Gen Z would refer to as sus. But the second thing is impossible. So let me give you the sus shit first. So they recovered the black box from the ship. They recovered the black box completely intact, because why wouldn't they? The ship didn't fucking sink. Then the NTSB informed us that 2 minutes is missing. And it just so happens to be the 2 minutes leading up to the crash. Even though, as we all know, a black box is supposed to have a backup power supply so you never stop recording. But nevertheless, some very strategic 2 minutes is just fucking gone. And the sad part is, that's the more reasonable part of the two things we just found out. Like, the second thing is not just sus, it's impossible. So here's a very short clip of what the NTSB just said.
27 and 4 seconds, the pilot ordered the dolly to drop the port anchor.
Now, if you don't know anything about ships and boats, that might not sound that fucked up to you. So let me just show you. You heard him say that they dropped the port anchor. And the port side of a ship is the left side. Let's all have a basic understanding of physics here for a second. They dropped the anchor off the left side of this fucking ship. How the fuck did this ship turn right? That's not possible. It's just not. You cannot drop an anchor off this side and make the ship. Of course, the black box from the ship that hit that bridge.
Yo! What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? Yo! What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?
Video just in to CNN. This is from a traffic camera on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. This is the first time I'm seeing it as well. It shows the moments just before the ship crashed into the bridge, causing the bridge to collapse. In the distance, what you can see there is a flashing light. That is believed to be of the construction crew. Then there it is on the right side of the screen. You can see the boat.
Okay, so we're looking at the bridge itself.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody else see something quite conspicuous that sticking out like the sore thumb?
No traffic.
There's not a car on that bridge.
Right.
And the only lights are the backup runner lights, for mm-hmm. lack of a better word, on that bridge. Other than that, that bridge is powerless. There's nothing on that bridge.
Nothing.
Except the portable power of a work crew. Okay, let's continue.
Slowly beginning to approach the bridge. Ultimately, as the boat makes contact with the bridge, the video is just completely lost. The video goes out, but you can see an empty bridge here at this point because police were able to clear it and stop drivers on each side. But you do see the lights of what is believed to be that
Did
the traffic really stop? Because I have video proof to the contrary.
Mm-hmm.
And I just showed it to you. There was a car going over the bridge 30 seconds before the bridge came down. So where did that car come from?
Right.
Exactly.
And why is MSNBC, Fox News, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS only showing you this clip when I just showed you 5 clips of the entire bridge?
Exactly.
Including a video supplied to me by those young people going, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Excuse me. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. They said. Okay. Nobody's ever seen that on the news.
No.
Okay. They can show it. All they got to do is bleep out the word holy fuck. You won't see that on CNN.
No.
Why? What are they hiding? The NTSB's hiding something. And I'm calling their asses out. I want to know. What's on that black box? We deserve to know. You made this public. Let's go all the way with it. Let's go public. This is it up. What? Watch this again. I want you to watch this again. because you're going to see something. This is sped up 8 times, okay? It's sped up 8 times. Why is it sped up 8 times? What did I do here? Let me tell you what I did. I made this so that you'll have a perspective here. If you want to know if the ship purposely steered into that pylon, the best way to do that, the best way to understand if it did or not, is to speed it up and see where the trajectory was. Take a look. Then you tell me. Yeah.
Yep.
It's turning right into it.
That's what I said. I said it purposely did it.
It went right purposely into it.
This disaster, you can actually see how the bridge collapsed. When the vessel crashed into those concrete pilings, they seemed to crack, sending the bridge, all that steel, into the cargo vessel and then right into the river.
Steel doesn't crack like that. It doesn't
crack. The ship, if you see here, what you're seeing is that cargo ship. The ship is literally at this point still stuck. To use a better word, it's still stuck for all intents and purposes on that concrete pylon. When the bridge came down, it came down across the bow of the ship. The bow is that part that, you know, the part that goes like this.
The pointy part of it.
The bow and the starboard is the back. Bow is the front, starboard is the back. Port is left, starboard is right, stern is the back.
Oh, can you leave it there for a second?
Sure, go ahead.
He said you could see how the metal was cracking when he observed those snaps or what you called the blasts. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the bow of that ship, the metal doesn't crack, it bends and twists.
Exactly.
So what he just said doesn't make sense.
No, it's a lie. It's an absolute, it's a bold-faced lie. You got to remember, the reporter is reporting what he's being told to by the NTSB. They sent out, for lack of a better word, they sent out a form.
Yeah, like a news release. And
press release, yeah, like that. Yeah, hold that up again, Mel.
Yeah, like a press release, yeah.
Yeah, they sent out a press release.
Oh, God.
And that's what they read. They read directly from a press release. You're not going to hear, the government will never, under any circumstances, they will never tell you the truth, because you are an idiot, you're a fucking moron, you're stupid, you're a dumb American, you don't know anything, you're a fucking idiot. Only the government, the almighty government, they are God, they are to be listened to. Well, I got news for you. If that's what you want us to believe, you go. Yeah, go ahead.
Every single point. I'm going to do it again.
Again. Watch carefully.
So we got here, here, charges. Boom.
You know, vessels.
Let off at every single point. I'm going to do it again. So we got here, charges, boom.
Okay. Amelia.
Yes.
You just heard a reporter about 3 or 4 minutes ago say the bridge was empty.
No.
Okay.
I just saw a car go right.
There's traffic in the middle there.
I want you to thank you, Amelia. I'm glad Amelia saw that. Watch.
Here. Charges. Boom.
You know.
There.
Did you see? There,
yeah.
Another one.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Yeah.
Four. Five or six at least.
Yeah. Cars. At least four of them.
Yeah. I count as five.
Yeah.
Why is the video?
There's more cars coming, right? Two, three.
Tom just asked a very, very poignant question.
Yeah.
Let's bring this over here for a minute. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Tom just asked a very important question. If the news showed you a video of a bridge with no traffic on it, then where is all this traffic coming from? Where did it come from?
Exactly. Which video
do we even know if the bridge footage that we're looking at is from the same bridge or was that produced in a studio somewhere? You know, I could do this shit on my phone.
Yeah.
You know that?
Mm-hmm. Could be a green screen. We don't know.
Oh, an iPhone can do things. That's amazing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You want to see what my daughter can do with her phone? She can edit video with her phone. Better than they can at, like, you know, Paramount.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I could put you like in the background of the Grand Canyon or something like that, you know, on my phone. You know, it's weird what we can do with our phone.
We'll talk about that. Maybe you will one day. Hold on.
You know what I mean? I could put you.
What?
Yeah, there's traffic on this way too.
You see that ship, the lights went out, they went back on, they went out again.
Yeah,
they call it losing power. I don't think they lost power. I think it was they deliberately shut the power off.
Or they could have had the lights flickering to make it look like it was losing
power. I think it was all predetermined. I think it was all a setup. I think that it was meant to be, for lack of a better term, it was meant to be an alibi.
Yes.
Uh-oh, we lost power. How do you know that Billy Bob ain't standing there flicking the light switch?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know that.
No, I don't know that.
Watch.
They still had power.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's always power on a ship. You just heard a guy.
Yeah.
I'll show you.
They have generators and things like that to keep.
But listen to this.
And Odd Days, we run the number one pump to the emergency bus. So if we lost power.
Here's the question. Can a cargo ship really lose steering even if power is lost?
Mm-hmm.
No. You know why? Because there's a separate power source for the steering. Why? For emergencies just like this, it's built into every ship, folks.
Wow.
And you don't have to be nautically inclined to understand it. And you don't have to be a boat captain. And you don't have to be, you know, a large vessel captain or a pilot. You don't have to be bright to figure it out. Common sense goes a long way when you're trying to uncover the truth. And this is a simple case of being lied to. But no one's ever answered the question, why? What are they hiding?
What was on that ship?
And that's what we're going to talk about.
The emergency diesel generator would turn on and would still give us power to our steering. Coming in and out of port, we always have the number one pump on, though, because that's attached to.
We always have the number one pump on because it's attached to what? Listen.
The emergency bus. So if we lost power, the emergency diesel generator would turn on and would still.
The emergency diesel generator would turn on. There's your answer, Tom. There you go.
So they're still in full control of that engine.
Abso-fucking-lutely. That's why I said to you that I was going to prove to you. I was going to prove to you that that ship hit that pylon purposely. And I showed you purposely how it steered itself. It didn't just float into it. That ship went this way. It turned and it went right into that pylon and went boom.
Yes.
All right. Now, tell me, Amelia.
Yes.
I'm going to bring up the big hand. Mm-hmm. Tell me, Amelia. Mm-hmm. Where is your conspiratorial head in this? What was on that ship?
Well, apparently to me it wasn't batteries. I think it was maybe something illegal drugs. It could have been some guns. You never know what they were bringing in from another country.
It could have been drugs. It could have been guns.
Yes.
I think it was something much more nefarious. Can I tell you what I think they were bringing in?
I thought the ship was leaving.
Could have been that too. And you know what? And okay. Also, we don't know what the government was doing too, because you know what? Distraction. I do this to distract us to see what the government's going to be doing after that too.
I think the cargo on that ship was human cargo. I think they were taking people out of the country.
Yeah. Huh.
Black market people in the middle of the fucking night.
Or children. Or black market children. You never know.
Black market children. Girls sold into slavery.
Human traffic.
My brain, my gut, my soul, everything that I am is telling me that ship was trying to get out of Dodge with people on board.
Or a little bit of everything.
No.
Just human trafficking?
No. No drugs. No guns. No drugs. It's classic. Think about this. It's classic. It's the middle of the night. They're not coming in. They're going out. Okay? They're going out. Somebody on that ship had a moment of conscience. Okay? Conscience, folks, not conscious. Conscience. Somebody did not want that ship to leave this country with them people on board. Okay?
And the other ship was there.
The jig was up. No, listen to me. Mm-hmm. It's not that deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that deep.
Huh.
Somebody had a heart on that ship. Yeah. Somebody did not want that ship to leave this country with people on board.
Yeah.
You can leave with drugs. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
You can leave with guns. You know why? Because this country's giving guns away to countries.
Yeah, that's true.
And we're getting drugs. Drugs used to be a big fucking thing. Guess what? I can go down the street and buy all fucking drugs I want.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of them are legal now. So it's not drugs. It's not arms. People.
Yeah, that's a good...
People are the commodity now. Tom, jump into this conversation.
This is true. I mean, that movie that just came out...
The Sound of Freedom.
Yes. I mean, there's... It was also interesting that the FBI just recently released the whole trademarks of the human trafficking.
Yeah.
It's even in Disney. It's everywhere.
Oh, yes.
Let me tell you something. Disney is so complicit up to their fucking eyeballs in human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many children go missing through Disney properties every year? Purposely go missing?
I don't know.
It's into the tens of thousands. Somewhere around 40 to 50,000 a year go missing at Disney theme parks globally.
I think it's interesting how Oprah is involved in all these people. 7,000
to 8,000 people a year. Oh, yeah. Listen to me. Amelia lives, how far are you from Disney?
About an hour and a half from Orlando. Yeah.
About an hour and a half from Orlando.
Right. Yes.
Okay, where is she at Disney Orlando? 3,000 to 4,000 kids a year go missing.
Yes.
Never return.
How is this not news?
How is it not news? Who's in control? Who are they in bed with? They're in bed with the U.S. government.
Yes.
Disney is government. Do you know that Disney is
4,000 families a year are losing their kids. Somebody's got to be talking.
Not when you're paying money, brother.
Nope. Not when you're
paying money. Every life has a dollar.
Bullshit. My kids ain't worth a dime.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm telling you, you're talking about a country where they figured out how to commoditize life, human life.
Yes. That's the thing now. They're, like Angelo said, forget the drugs, forget the guns. It's all human now.
Young girls between the ages of 6 and 12 are worth a fortune, $100,000 a piece.
Or more, depends on the age.
Depending on if they're blonde hair or blue eye.
Yeah.
But they like blonde hair, fair skin, blonde hair, and blue eyes.
Blonde hair, blue eyes go for a lot more.
Brother, you don't even know when I tell you. You don't even, and I'm not saying that as a put down. You don't even know what's going on. You have no idea, bro, what's going on.
No.
Amelia.
Yes.
Smarten up, Tom. Tell them what's going on here.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Like right now, look at the Nickelodeon, what was going on with them. A lot of the actors were trying to, like, for example, Bob Saget had a pickle and was putting it in like in a hole and trying to make all these noises like that, trying to get children to say, oh, this is a delicious pickle, things like that. Nickelodeon's involved as well.
And I know that the symbol for Nickelodeon is also the same shape as Epstein's Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is also very weird.
Mm-hmm. And
right now, you didn't mention Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the middle of the fight of their life right now.
Yes.
The fight of their life. If you don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Amelia, fill in Tom about the Nickelodeon scandal right now. The sex scandal.
And then they had a lot of child actors making all this, like with desserts and stuff like that, making all these weird noises, using stuff like, I think one of them was like a pickle or something like that.
Amelia, listen to me. Stop. Mm-hmm. Get to the point. Just give him the gist of it. Don't get specific. Just give him the gist of it.
He's using kids for like sex scandals. He's using child actors for, you know,
the producer of the shows.
Yeah.
Guy who basically runs Nickelodeon.
Grooming them for at that age, young kids, yeah.
On television.
On television, yes.
Making them do things on television for his sexual pleasure.
Yeah.
And airing it.
And airing it on live TV. Yeah, pretty much. Kids to see. Yeah.
His name is, what is his name? Give me his name.
Oh, gosh, I can't think of his name.
Danny somebody. We'll find out, folks.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll find out. My daughter's the one to turn me on to that story, actually.
Yeah.
What do you think of our new background? Take a look at our new background. You like this?
I love that American...
Yeah, we put the American theme up here. I'm going to do this when I have a problem with my country. And I have a big problem with my country because I'm tired of being lied to. And I'm tired of being bullshitted. And I'm tired of...
It's Drake Bell, actually, is the name.
Telling my government telling me that I'm stupid and I don't know anything. Like, I got news for you, government. Mr. President, Mr. Congress, Mr. Senate.
His name is Drake Bell.
Little fucking pinky, then you do collectively, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm a fucking genius, all right? Mm-hmm. Legit documented genius. I'm fucking brilliant. Mm-hmm. Why don't you ask the American public what they think? You might be surprised by the answers.
Yeah. Anyway. His name is Drake Bell.
Drake Bell. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you very much. That's one of the people that brought this this whole thing to light, Drake Bell.
Mm-hmm.
We had an eclipse today.
Yes.
So did anybody see the eclipse?
No.
I didn't get a chance to, but only on Facebook, because where I live at, you couldn't really see it.
I'm going to show you probably the best picture of the eclipse that I've seen so far. I stuck my head outside. I saw it pretty good for a little bit, and then it got cloudy, and which we know in certain states were going to have bad visibility. Mm-hmm. We had pretty good visibility till about 3 o'clock, somewhere around there. And then it got dark and it got cloudy, which it does here. We're in New Jersey. The weather can change on a dime.
Yeah.
It often does.
Here too.
So let's take a look at the eclipse, and then we'll talk about, we'll get into another conspiracy with the doomsday preppers. And I don't know any, you know, let's watch. Now there's no sound on this video, which kind of is really good because you get to concentrate on the video itself. Now watch this. Look at that. Look how beautiful that is.
Wow. I stopped it there.
That's wow.
That's the best picture of the eclipse I've ever seen.
Oh yes.
It's absolute, and that's called the corona around it. That's, by the way, mm-hmm. what you're seeing there, your eyes were named after that. You know how you have a pupil in your eye and you got the white around it? That's called the corona. This shows you how far back that we are indelibly linked to our ancestors. They came up with this eons ago, literally eons ago. Okay. Let me put this back on here. Here you go. I want to show this again. I want you to take a good look at this. We're going to take another look. It almost looks like there's two suns in the sky for a second. Mm-hmm. Okay, now watch what happens. There it goes. It goes right over, the moon goes right over the sun, and there goes that ring, that beautiful ring. Isn't that remarkable?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, man, that's got to be the prettiest. Look at that.
Wow.
That's got to be like the prettiest.
The Eye of Ra.
Picture of the, yeah. Wow. There it is. Look at that, Neil. Look at that.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that gorgeous? That's probably the nicest picture I've seen of the, and I've watched a lot of videos of the eclipse. And I watched it as it was happening live on TV in various parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting, but there's nothing like sticking your head out the front door and looking at it, you know,
right.
Which I like. It was literally above my house. Mm-hmm. So I got to see it. And then, of course, it got cloudy and I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll have to wait, you know. And it got, you know, got dark a little bit. Not very dark, you know.
Kind of temperature changed.
It got cool.
Yes, it did.
Everybody said it got cool because, you know what happens? You don't realize how hot the sun is.
Yes.
People don't realize how hot the sun is. That moon passed in front of the sun for 3 minutes, 4 minutes tops, right? And it was a very noticeable temperature change.
Yes.
It got cool.
Yeah.
So
quickly, and the wind picked
very
up.
Quickly, but then as soon as the moon started to move, it was bright and sunny again.
Yeah,
like 65 degrees, and went down to 50. Huh. Okay, it was a 15 degree temperature variation in 4 minutes.
Huh.
Okay, which is pretty remarkable. All right, so let's talk about this. Amelia,
yes,
we got to talk about this here. This, you know, because I know that you're a conspiracy kook, okay, and I know Tom is, and that goes without saying.
Well, also, too, didn't you guys have an earthquake as well?
Yep.
Oh, the earthquake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have people don't understand. Can I tell everybody? I checked out for me.
Mm-hmm.
The East Coast Corridor, where I live, this is called the East Coast Corridor.
Mm-hmm.
We have upwards of 10 earthquakes a year, and most of them you never know it.
Yeah.
You never know it. Once in a while, we get one that travels along the fault line. Mm-hmm. That's when you feel it. You know why?
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
Of course, the plate, the tectonic plate, they're called tectonic plates. They shift. When an earthquake travels, mm-hmm. the ground goes like this along that fault line. Okay? If you ever want to see what a fault line looks like in real time, go on the Google Earth and search the San Andreas fault line in California. You can literally see it. You can see it. It runs from the bottom of the state mm-hmm. straight through to the top of the state. It literally splits California into two separate properties. For real. That's why years and years ago, you heard people say California, when I was growing up, here was the big thing, and I'm 65. I'll be 60. The big thing was California is going to sink into the ocean. Why? Everybody said, why? Because it sits on the San Andreas Fault. Well, what's that? The San Andreas Fault is a line that goes straight through California that separates it in half. And they thought they were going to have such a magnitude earthquake that it was going to literally slide into the Pacific Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost did. It almost did. The fault line shifted. Okay. It's still technically together. But there's, let's put it this way, there's cracks in the armor, mm-hmm. as it were. And if they get anything above an 8 or a 9 magnitude quake, there's a very good chance California is going to be mm-hmm. the 51st and 52nd state.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I'm not even joking. Yeah.
No, my aunt lived in California for a long time, yeah.
Because it's right now, it's literally...
Mm-hmm.
Like it's one state with.
Yeah, it's gonna almost go. Go poof.
It's yeah. literally California is literally split in half right now.
Yeah, and okay. one earthquake will if just make it.
Not even remotely
mm-hmm.
joking about that.
Yeah,
Tom, your thoughts on this whole eclipse being the end of days, Armageddon, the apocalypse. Your thoughts on this, Chris?
Well, the earthquake, I'd like to say.
Of full disclosure, I should tell people, Tom and I had a rather interesting conversation today.
Don't we always?
Yes.
Okay. That's why I'm not saying anything, because I'm not encouraging him.
Tom had, God bless his heart, Tom had, he had his rations ready. He had his protein bars packed. He had an overnight bag packed just in case he needed it.
I even put toilet paper in the truck just to make sure I had it.
At that point, toilet paper is the last thing because you're not.
You stop. Can grab a pine cone if you want, but I need my TP.
That's why I didn't say anything. I wasn't going to encourage.
The last thing you're worried about is shit in your pants because I got news for you.
You'll be grateful you know me one day.
God, this is what I got to deal with. Anyway, but Tom is our resident conspiracy theorist.
He said, look, when it comes to that earthquake, Jersey and New York felt, that satellite worked great. And
yeah,
that's all I'll believe that at. All right. People know what that means.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There were people that heard a certain sound that mm-hmm. can only be created artificially. That yeah. And so therefore, if you actually know anything about how to push the tectonic plates,
mm-hmm.
it can be done using something simple as HAARP. You put a satellite in order orbit
let's
and you
talk
can
talk about HAARP because that, believe it or not, they wanted to know where the earthquake came from. What was the epicenter?
So in theory, if you take HAARP and you project enough energy into, mm-hmm. say, a higher orbit.
You're making my point for me.
you can then take a satellite and project that energy anywhere you want on the Earth.
And they did. And wanted to see if it works. Guess what? It works.
Jersey proved it.
Yep. Yep.
Now, you want to know it when works. My opinion is this was the second test. The first one was Haiti.
Oh, please, before Haiti.
Really?
Oh, Haiti. That was, first of all, let's define for as far as timeline is concerned, okay. Those of you that are old enough who remember the earthquake in Haiti happened about, I'm wanting to say 10 years ago.
About that, yeah.
Yeah, about 10, 11 years ago. And because I knew somebody that was there at the time.
Okay.
When she got back, when this young lady, my client at the time, when she got back to her home in Boston, she said it didn't feel right. It didn't feel like a natural earthquake. She said it felt forced because of not that it happened, but the way it happened. Earthquakes are a gradual thing. They kind of build. They build momentum.
Yeah.
Think of it going like, you know, the drum roll and then, you know, boom,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's not how this happened. The Haiti earthquake went boom. That's what happened.
Yeah.
And that's not how earthquakes go.
No.
That happens if you drop a bomb, if you direct target energy, a weapon or something.
Yeah.
Or someplace. That happens. Earthquakes don't do that. Earthquakes are a natural occurrence that build.
Correct.
They build up and they go down and they build, just like a volcano. Volcanoes generally just don't blow. There's warning. That's why they always know when a volcano is going to pop, because it gives you signs. It's like, okay, I'm ready to take a big belch now. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I'm ready. There's
seismographs and things that
exactly.
They take gas.
Yeah. They're always in motion and you can see them. They go like this.
Yeah.
It's like, think of a seismograph, Amelia. Mm-hmm. Think of I'll put it in terms of medicine. A seismograph looks like a giant EKG machine. Mm-hmm. And it literally, it's got the same mechanism, right? Mm-hmm. And that tells you, you know, how far away you are from the big one.
Yeah.
Okay. California in 2018 had an earthquake. You didn't hear about it.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Because it was isolated to LA.
Huh.
Highly unusual.
Interesting.
Okay. Funny thing is, LA is nowhere near the San Andreas Fault line.
No.
Okay. It's not. It's just not. Why did they target LA? Well, think about what's in LA. Money. Money. Lots of money.
Yeah.
Famous people, movies, money, power. This, it's the center of power in California, Hollywood, Los Angeles, right? But you didn't hear about that. You know how many people didn't hear about our earthquake? Most of the country doesn't even know that we had an earthquake.
Yeah.
Unless you live in our area, the Northeast. People in Texas don't know we had an earthquake. Pretty sizable one, too. It hit 5 on the Richter. 4.8 anyway. Right? 4.8.
Yeah. It right? required the president to be diverted from his landing point. He was in the air at the time.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, well, we'll talk about him on another show.
I'm just saying, they do things like that during disasters to move him.
He is a disaster. He is a fucking disaster.
Yeah. Well, he went to school, didn't learn nothing like that little boy.
Nursing home yeah. in America, and it only has one legal resident.
Incredible. Scary thought, brother. Scary thought. Amelia, what we got coming up?
Let's see. Well, I know that you had some schedule changes, but are we still doing the legacy of Vincent the Chin?
I always have schedule changes. I can't help it.
I know, right?
plan to make plans.
Right.
Yeah. What do we got going on,
though? The legacy of Vincent the Chin Gigante, his daughter Rita.
Vinny the Chin. Here's the fascinating thing about Vinny the Chin's daughter. She's a psychic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, she says she is. I don't know that for a fact.
Yeah.
But we're going to find out. You know?
Yes.
We're going to find out. So, what else we got? More than that. What else we got?
And then tomorrow, were you still having Gino DiPirio, or is it going to be the Billy Jack Kings?
No, Billy Jack I'm doing on April the 6th. The 7th.
Oh, okay.
April the 15th.
Okay.
April 15th. I'm doing Billy Jack because we've got so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
They've charged the former pro wrestler Billy Jack Haynes with murder.
Yes.
Second degree murder. He killed his wife. And so we're going to talk about like what really happened there. And
you'll have guest Lou Marconi on that show.
Amelia, you have to let me finish, please.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. You just got to let me finish when I'm in the middle of this. What was I going to say? I forgot.
They charged him.
I forgot. It doesn't matter now. Just try to put our schedule together and see what we got. We've got.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I'll tell everybody what we got. Hold on, folks. Let me see what we got here. Okay, we have tomorrow Rita Gigante, Gino DiPiero from Hamilton Radio will be here Wednesday on April the 15th. A special deep dive into the life and troubled life and really, really tragic life of Billy Jack Haynes, former WWE pro wrestler. We will have the Angry Geeks with us on Tuesday, April 16th. Tom will be joining me on that show. On April the 17th, a special wrestling show. Amelia will not be a part of that one. That's a guys only show. Then I have two very special series, week one and week two. We're going to do week number one, Justice for Heather, is called. It's about a young lady in Georgia, a victim of the so-called Georgia Triangle, who was brutally murdered by, they think, her husband. We're not sure. And then another young lady the very next week, Justice for, and what is her name?
Natalie Jones.
Justice for Natalie. What was her name? Natalie Jones. Justice for Natalie Jones. On April 29th, 30th, and May 1st. That's an interesting case because she died in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
At the hands of her alleged boyfriend. And again, they're not sure, but the one thing that both of these people have in common is they were killed in an area that is notorious for sex trafficking. So, what was going on? What is going on in that area? We don't know, but we will find out with people who do know. We have a young lady named Mary coming on. I'm not allowed to give you her last name, but Mary is an investigator that's been all over this Heather case. And then we will have Jennifer, who again, investigator, I can't give you her last name. Jennifer will be here with the Natalie Jones case, and she will bring with her a gentleman that works at the mortuary who handled Natalie's body and will tell us interesting findings on Natalie Jones's body. It's not for the squeamish. I will tell you that. I'm trying to obtain some photos from the mortuary. It may be a bit disturbing. It may be a bit morbid, but it is a real case with real implications. And I am going to attempt to get permission to air those post-mortem photos because we need to. People need to see what death really looks like. It's not what you portray in the movies. There's real blood, and people's lives are really impacted, and bodies die.
Yes.
So, anyway, that's what we got going on, folks. Amelia, what else we have? Is that it, kid?
That's it for now, and we're going to get these ladies justice. That's what we're going to be shooting for.
Yeah. Well, let me first of all, before we go, say thank you to Tom, the master. Fun? I call him Captain Conspiracy. He is our conspiracy theorist at large. I will leave a Chiron up for you, so you'll be here again. I'm going to have Tom on as often as he can get over here because I like him, and I think people like him. The conversations we have, I'm going to record what I'm just going to sit at the computer one day and I'm just going to record a conversation and then I'm going to upload it as a show and see what kind of feedback.
Now, you know what you need to do? They need to pay $2.99 to see that see that on YouTube.
Well, wait a minute. We're almost at the 800 mark. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if they want to hear those kind of conversations,
monetize my pod being my radio. Anyway, well, listen, for Amelia, the Pitbull Chapman, for Captain Conspiracy Tom, the Master Bond, I am the Mad Dog, Angelo, the Mad Dog Scipio. We will see you tomorrow night with Vinny the Chin's daughter, Rita, psychic Rita Gigante. Take care, folks. We'll see you tomorrow night.